This is the inspirational phone message for Second Presbyterian Church. This passage is for the week of November 8th, 2021. The scripture is read from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. Now hear the word of God. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Thanks be to God. Several years ago, the sanctuary choir of this church traveled to the Greek islands to participate in an annual summer music festival. Dr. Michelle Lauer, director of music and fine arts at Second Presbyterian Church of Indianapolis, had been relentlessly recruited for several years to participate as a director for the festival. She finally conceded, and as a result, with my pleasant but unspectacular voice and my inability to either sight read or count music, both of which are critical choir skills, I was privileged to walk the marble streets and sidewalks of legendary Greek islands, lounge on the shores of the Aegean Sea, and to savor the special flavors of fresh seafood and other delicacies and joys of Greece. The festival activities include outdoor evening concerts in neighborhoods, church services, huge formal concerts with soloists and orchestras, and our own special concert by the Second Presbyterian Sanctuary Choir. After the festival ended, we sailed back to Athens to worship in one final church service and to do some serious sightseeing. The bus trip on one day involved traveling along a highway with the Aegean Sea on one side and huge wildfires on the other. A few days later, those wildfires caused several deaths and prolonged closure of the road we traveled. Our destination was to see an area of Roman statuary ruins and to visit a mystical Corinthian garden where Paul had preached. Yes, we prayed where Paul had worked and educated the Corinthians about the life of Jesus Christ. We stood there on the same rocks and looked at the same scenery. It was amazing. One of the lessons of 1 Corinthians reminds me that Paul's teachings are not pompous or arrogant. Rather, the words of Christ Jesus, both in Paul's time and ours, are available to scholars, athletes, farmers, homemakers, laborers, salesmen, nurses, doctors, soldiers, fishermen, all of us. And in turn, these messages from the Holy Spirit are taught to us by simple saints. These saints are often tired, illiterate, weak, and frightened, but also sensitive and caring. The lessons about Christ are simple stories of goodness, kindness, and love. They are taught to us by friends, neighbors, co-workers, and strangers. These are lessons that the Holy Spirit wants us to learn, so we are taught in varied ways and multiple times. I think you would have to sing under Dr. Lauer's leadership to fully understand what an amazingly gifted director Shelley is. For example, when a director wants to hear a specific sound or emotion from the choir, and the choir isn't getting it right, many directors have them repetitively sing the passages, often with little successful change. Shelley, on the other hand, stops. She has us all take a deep breath and do some stretching exercises. And then she proceeds to tell us stories, or to describe sunsets, or to help us imagine the bitter cold of a winter rain, or even have us imitate the nasal edginess of Ethel Merman's voice. And in that way, Shelley manages to get us to produce the right inflection for the emotion or passion that she wants us to share in our music. Our choir's music speaks to the listener in ways that enable them to understand the intent, just as Paul's words shared the power of Jesus Christ with the Corinthians and let them understand the power and importance of Jesus Christ. Amen.